everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. Got some exciting news to share with you today. And of course, I want to welcome my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing great. Just going through our pre-launch checklist here and had a few little updates to do, but we're good to go.
Outstanding. So for those of you that are just joining us, exciting day in podcasting. Samsung, who we are a launch partner with, has introduced podcast support in part of their Samsung platform called Samsung Free. So Samsung Free is available on compatible Samsung Galaxy devices like the S21, the S20, Galaxy Note S20, Galaxy Note 10, starting today in the United States. Now, the Listen tab is not a podcast app, but it's part of, again, the Samsung Free offering. And I think this is just the beginning of what we will see, probably more stuff coming from Samsung over the future. Now, what you'll find in the show notes today from this show is a place to do an application where you can actually apply to be part of the Samsung launch. It isn't open to everyone immediately. They're still ramping up. But we are going to have an application on the blog post that basically allows you to apply to be part of the Samsung launch. And then we will inform shows one by one as they are allowed to apply and give the cognizant information here. But, you know, this partnership is really just getting started. It's the same across other podcast hosting providers. I think a few others are involved. So we want to have all our Blueberry podcasters to have access to this. But again, in the initial launch, it's just kind of ramping up here. So Mike, this is really, it's really big news because Samsung is such a huge player in the mobile space.
Oh yeah. You know, that gives another place on Android phones, you know, that and Android tablets, I'm sure eventually, that podcasts are natively there. So that's just another place to be.
And we'll have a distribution link and stuff when we're able to make that public available. But again, and here's something that's different with us than any other, some of the other providers. You just use your standard RSS feed for your podcast. And that's what you'll be using when you go through the onboarding process. Now, the way it works with Samsung is you're going to sign up for an account, you create an organization, and then you'll be able to add your podcast. It's not a simple form like filling out and just submitting your RSS feed in an email. You'll actually have an account with Samsung to be able to access any of the data that they may provide down the road. So this is why it's not an automated process. It is going to be rolled out.
And it's a brand new process. So, you know, not all the bugs have been worked out, you know, at Samsung. They're just learning this stuff too. So just be patient. You will be included when we can include you.
So we're excited to bring this opportunity to you to get additional exposure on the Samsung platform. And we'll see where that goes over the coming months and year. It's been a long time coming. We've known about this for quite a while. And Samsung has been prepping for this day. And so, you know, a really, it's ability for you to have your show really distributed another place. And Mike, if you think about where distribution is today, this is just another spot where listeners can consume podcasts. And I've always said, I don't care where people listen, as long as they listen and they may discover the show on, you know, we may get listeners now that have never listened to a podcast that may be using the Samsung Free application to be able to now, you know, get access to podcasts worldwide. And it's really, really exciting to see this go down.
Yeah, it's always great when, you know, these big players get into it, you know. And like I said, it's a work in progress. So just be patient with Samsung. Be patient with your provider, us. And, you know, we'll get you there. I promise.
I'm sure we're going to be bombarded with, please, please, can I get on Samsung? We're going to see a lot of that coming in, a lot of emails coming in. Again, the information to be part of the Samsung early launch is going to be available in the blog post from this podcast, along with the link to the form. We'll be talking about it on social as well. But yeah, we're excited to be a partner with Samsung on this launch. and to make your podcast accessible on the Samsung platform, especially the S21, the S20, Galaxy Note S20, and Galaxy S10, and the Galaxy Note 10 series, again, today starting in the United States. So it's just the United States initially, but anyway, we're excited about it. Any other thoughts, Mike, before we move on?
No, I just think it's always a good thing when more people get access to accidentally find podcasts.
That's right. So for those of you that may be just checking in, again, just announced a Samsung integration. We got lots of news to talk about today on the show as well. Make sure you ever come over to podcastinsider.com and get subscribed. So Mike, let's move into the news. Google's been busy. They've added subtitles in Chrome or web audio and video players.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've been playing with it. You just turn it on in the accessibility area of your Chrome browser in the settings. But, you know, if you're playing a YouTube video in Chrome or a podcast, you know, it works with our players. It works, you know, pretty much on anything audio or video. And it'll pop up a little box that gives you the closed captioning, or, you know, it's on the fly computer generated. So it's not perfect, but it's pretty darn good.
Right. Well, and again, I think this is for accessibility. I think this is a big deal and it gives people the ability that are vision impaired. And actually, how's it going to work? I guess, yeah, hearing impaired to be able to see. I got it backwards. Hearing impaired to see the. It's not a closed caption almost. How accurate was the subtitles?
It was pretty darn accurate in the ones that I've tested. And I tried it with my personal show and I've tried it with YouTube videos and it's not bad. You know, you get the gist of it. It's not perfect. It's not like closed captioning on TV or anything like that, but it is darn good. And, you know, somebody that's hearing impaired or you're sitting in an office and you can't have your speakers blasting might be kind of handy, you know, to watch a YouTube video or listen to or read a podcast.
Right. Well, we've also breached the 2 million mark of podcasts that are listed in Apple Podcast. And we knew that was coming. I predicted it last Thursday that we'd go over on the weekend and we did. So 2 million plus podcasts, about 700,000 of those have published a single episode within the last 90 days. So continued great growth in the podcasting space.
Yeah, that's according to Daniel J. Lewis's podcast industry dashboard there.
Yeah, podcastindustryinsights.com. But I don't think this comes as much as a surprise, but there's a report that's come out from Insider Radio that said that most listeners say they will not pay for a podcast. And that to me is, I guess, not much of a surprise based upon that I've had a podcast for 16 years and have asked for, you know, PayPal donations and support. And it's had a, you know, it's steady but slow uptick. And I run advertising in my main show. So maybe, you know, they feel I'm probably doing okay with the advertising. I don't need contributions. So, but still on shows that I don't have advertising in, we've had minimal donations as well. There's a few shows out there that do it very well. But again, I think most listeners are looking for something of incredible added value in order to pay for podcast content, or the audience is big enough to support. You know, if you have 50,000 people listening to your show, then maybe 10% will contribute. So that would end up being a nice number. But if you have 100 people listen to your show and 8, 9, or 10 contribute, that might not be as big a deal. If you get 10%, you're ahead of the curve. It's usually like 2 or 3%.
Oh, yeah. You know, I used to be in the direct mail business, junk mail business and printing. And, you know, if you got a 0.5%, that was a pretty good return on that. And, you know, I look at podcasts. You know, there are some that I'll pay for. I contribute to a couple of them that are on like a donation model. I also pay for some content, but it's not the norm. You know, podcasts, it's hard enough to get podcast listeners, you know, on a free show. So,
right.
You know, I see where this is going, but yeah, it's definitely something that isn't happening that much or as much as people would like.
Mm-hmm. Well, moving on from there, Pod Fiesta is happening down in Australia. It's Kangaroo Fern inaugurates Australia's first podcast summit. I'm going to be speaking at that summit, but Pod Fiesta is happening live Australian time, April 10th through the 12th. So if you want to watch, you're going to have to be up pretty late here in the United States. But for those of you that are listening down in Australia, you're going to want to get registered for this event. They've already expanded it from a single day to a couple of days, which originally was supposed to be just a single day event. And I think they've blown that out at this point. So April 10th through the 12th, Australia time.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny, the way the headline reads, Australia, Asia. And basically, you know, it's for that whole region down there, you know, in Australia and Asian areas there.
And of course, Hawaii is really not considered Asia. You know, it's in the Pacific. So when I lived in Hawaii, I would be doing my show late at night, 8 or 9 o'clock Hawaiian time. And the only people that were tuning in live was from Australia, because everyone else in America was asleep. But it's always a fun thing dealing with the time zone differences. So podcasting is always the next big thing. So I see, Mike, you said older story, but this is sort of funny. What's the pun on this?
Well, what's funny about it is you always hear podcasts, the biggest thing, you know, and you've heard that from 2005 all the way till now. Well, this post here is kind of a link to all the different stories over the years saying that, you know, podcasting is the biggest thing ever and, you know, all that. And as we know, it's been a slow, steady growth over 15, 16 years here.
Although it has picked up in the last year quite a bit growth-wise, you know, so I would say we're on a pretty steep upward turn right now versus slow and steady. I think there's some 20 and 21, there's definitely a spike in pandemic related and also podcast popularity. So, but yeah, podcasting is the best new thing.
Yeah. And you know, we know it's awesome. But anyway, it was just funny that I run across that when I was doing research for the show here. And I got a kick out of some of the headlines, you know, from 2005 and 2006. Right. And so go check that article out. It's kind of cool.
It does give you a little comic relief. So Brian over at Sounds Profitable, as a matter of fact, we contributed to this article. Angelo sent him quite a few updates, and we're going to be posting our own article as well. Talks about prefix. And prefix is in podcast analytics specifically. It's podcast prefix analytics explained. He doesn't get to the point where you are going to glaze over. I think the article that we're going to put up will be a much more detailed technical article that will definitely give you the down deep dive of prefixes and how they work and what we collect on a prefix specifically. All of our hosting customers are...
We're doing it direct from log files.
Yeah, directly from log files and not from the prefixes, regardless if they have it set up on their own website or not. Mike, you've got something on board practices, our best practices, not board practices, best practices.
Yeah, and this kind of goes along with our blog article this week on Podcast Insider, but I kind of wanted to, you know, just how do you organize your show production, you know, your pre-production, your recording and all that. I kind of wanted to go through what we do here. So we start a Google Doc, usually a couple of days before, and Mackenzie and I usually go and research some stories and figure out what we want to talk about and all that. We put it in kind of a rundown. We don't have a script or anything. We just have this rundown that Todd and I share while we're doing the show. And, of course, we make sure all of our gear is right. Of course, I had a little glitch at the beginning there. But, you know, updates at poor timing. But, you know, basically, once it's recorded, we send it off to our production team there at Blueberry Pro, and they do the whole editing and make us sound smarter and make sure the audio is decent and all that good stuff. But the whole idea is just, you know, have some sort of a checklist of some sort that, okay, I did this, I did that, I got this other thing, make sure this is working, you know. That kind of thing. And, you know, everybody has their own way of doing it, but somehow get it to where it becomes a habit. In aviation, you know, of course, we do everything by checklists. And I think producing a podcast, you should do something similar to that. I mean, how do you do your personal shows, Todd?
I have a person that helps me with show prep. We go through, and at least on Geek News Central, between him and I, we find 20 to 30 articles that I'm going to cover from a news perspective. Those are organized in a system called Feedly, where we can basically, we have an access to all the different sources of news that we source. And once that's done, I have a show prep introduction page. Basically, it's a page, it's a doc that I bring up on my screen that has my sequencing of the intro and any announcements I want to make. And then I move into the content. So for me, my prep is typically, if I include the person that helps me, probably about an hour 15, hour 20, to combine maybe hour 30, and then the show is an hour to hour and 10 minutes. And then, of course, the post-editing. Now, my personal show, I don't do any editing because it has to go out that day. It can't be delayed 3 or 4 hours. So I cut the ends, do a little audio processing, and boom, I publish it within about a half hour, both the audio and video version, after I've recorded it. And I've already got the show notes prepped. We've already pre-placed the links to all the articles. All I have to write is the header information, and then it's a pretty clean process.
Yeah, the whole idea is make it easy on yourself by having some sort of process. You know, like, you know, I do a personal show that I just flip the mic on and talk, and I don't edit. And that's not necessarily the best way to do it, but works for me for that show. And then for this show, like I said, I explained, we do show prep 2-3 days ahead of time, just kind of collecting articles and things we want to talk about. And if we have any announcements, we kind of write those down. But, you know, have some sort of a process, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
I think it's important to have a process, and that really lets you also, your listeners then get kind of trained, because there's a format, and we do that on this show. You know, today we put a special announcement at the beginning, but we do news, best practices. We talk about what's happening at Blueberry, some questions of the week. So you guys know how we sequence through the show each time. And I think that's good for listeners as well, from knowing how the program is going to work in your podcast. Well, let's move on to Blueberry News. Let's talk about PowerPress 8.6.
Yeah, we just got a demo of that, and that looks pretty slick. We're adding a new stats reporting widget for your WordPress dashboard that is going to mimic what our new dashboard at Blueberry is going to do. So, can't talk about that. Okay. But anyway, it's a really, you know, much more comprehensive and, you know, just easy to look at. And you can say, oh, well, that's, I'm doing good, I'm doing bad, whatever.
Get a quick view if things are up or things are down.
Yeah. So that'll be coming soon. Ben says we'll have a beta next week. So if you want a pre-look at it, hit us up at support@blueberry.com. We'll send you the beta when it's available.
That's right. And we should send an email off to all of our current beta testers too, Mike, as a reminder. But yeah, PowerPress 8.6 is in the works. So the new stats reporting is going to be very, very cool. Let's talk about the presentation I did. I did a presentation for Podcast Movement University last week. It was called Growing Your Audience Organically. And it's available on YouTube. So it's free to watch later. It's a nice 20 or 25 minute presentation by me, then followed by 35 minutes of Q&A. And it's just some basic stuff you can do now that you're already doing to improve the searchability of your podcast. And just, I think there's a great amount of information there, even though it's some very tightly focused steps that you can do. So definitely check that out.
Yep, for sure. And Podcast Movement University now is free, so you can go over there. Just do a Google search, or we'll have a link to it. I'll put a link in the show notes, but go check it out. You know, they have some educational programs and informational stuff there that may help you out.
Yep. Also, Mike is doing a PowerPress webinar today. So for those of you watching live, you won't miss it, because I've just reminded you. Where can they go to find information if they're watching live right now, Mike?
Yeah, just go over to the show. Well, if you're watching live, Well, we sent out an email. So if you're on our email list, we sent out a blast this morning with the link to it. Otherwise, just hit me up. I'll send you the link. So mike@blueberry.com, and you know, if you're listening live. So
let's move on to our question of the week.
I figured this would be a fun one. I see this pop up from time to time. So somebody put on Facebook, says, I bought a Blue Yeti microphone and I can't get it to sound good at all. What can I do to make it sound better? And I know you're saying.
First and foremost, podcasters don't encourage podcasters to buy Blue Yeti mics.
Right.
But if you have a Blue Yeti mic, they are a fantastic microphone if used correctly.
Yeah, and that's the key word, correctly. It's a condenser mic, and condenser mics are not necessarily user-friendly in noisy environments. That's their main trouble. And, you know, if you're in a great environment for it, a condenser mic sounds awesome. And the Blue Yeti is no exception. But I put together a little list of things that you should know about your Blue Yeti and how to maybe get it to sound halfway decent. And the first thing is, it's a side address microphone. If you're watching live here, I'm talking to an N-Fed microphone where I talk into the end of it. And the Yeti looks like you can do that, but you can't.
You have to talk into it when it's straight up like this. Of course, those of you that are listening, I just took my Shure SMB7 and I pointed it straight up, which doesn't work for this mic.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, you talk into it, make sure the blue logo is facing you and get close to it, 2 to 6 inches, and try to use a pop filter if you have one, or put a sock over it or something, because you will definitely get pops and clicks. And, you know, the whole idea is we want to make it sound better. If you're on video, it isn't going to look great, but you want it to sound better. Also, turn the gain down lower than you think it should be. You know, the volume on the microphone, crank that down. You want to record, you know, where it, on whatever meter you record, you know, most apps have some sort of a meter. You want to go 1/2 to 3/4 on that. You want to record a bit low and get close to it, because that'll sort of help not pick up everything in the room. I always like to say it'll pick up a fly fart at 100 yards if you got it cranked up. But, you know, once you finish the recording, use some sort of a leveling program, sort of like, you know, Afonic, that'll boost it up. Or you can boost it up in your editing software. But you want to record a bit low and then boost it later up to the standard volume. And, you know, do a lot of test recordings. That's the other thing. You know, a lot of people just plug it in, turn it on, record something, and then they're like, it sounds like crap. Well, do some testing, you know. Get what works for you for that microphone. And that goes for any microphone, really. But, you know, then know where all the settings are and how far you are from the mic, you know, and then rinse and repeat.
You know, one thing about condensers, and I ran a condenser here for years, and it was a higher-end condenser mic, was I'm tapping right now my boom, my Heil boom, and you might hear a little bit of that coming through the microphone. But if I was to have tapped that when there was a condenser mic on there, you'd have heard that dun 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 dun. You'd heard it go through. So if you're using the Yeti and you have it mounted to, or not mounted, but sitting on a desk, let's say it's a hardwood desk or maybe a plastic desk, every time you touch that table, that sound is going to come through. So I've always said to podcasters is you can help yourself by getting a padded coaster to set the mic on. Or maybe a piece of cloth, maybe the size of a washcloth, that you would put between the base of the Blue Yeti and that hard surface to help dampen anytime you touch the table and that sound resonates through. So just be aware of that. There's some techniques you can use to, and it's a great mic because it has a great pickup because it's a condenser. That's the beauty of condensers. They, like Mike said, they'll hear everything. And having that volume turned down a little bit will kind of dampen, you know, if the sound that gets to that mic from a distance. And a lot of people use these with 2 or 3 people. And I really don't think that's an effective solution. As Mike in the show notes here says, a dynamic USB mic like the ATR2100, the Samsung Q2U, or the Shure MV7 would be a better choice if you can swing the price.
Yeah, you know, the ATR and the Samsung are under $100. The Shure, what's that, like 300 something?
Right.
And, you know, they're decent. One thing on the Yeti, there is a setting for the pattern. You want to flip it to the cardioid pattern if it's just you talking, because that, you know, keeps it from picking up stuff behind it and alongside of it. And it's kind of the heart-shaped thing on the setting. It's, like I said, it's a neat looking mic. I'd love to have one on the shelf behind me as a prop, but
I've got one as a prop in the other room.
But, you know, I personally, it wouldn't work for me.
All right. Awesome. So, Mike, what's coming up on Podcast Help Desk this weekend?
Yeah, I haven't picked a topic yet, but we'll definitely have something. Last week, I went through all the podcast index tags and other namespace related stuff. So we had some hot namespace talk, as Adam says on his show. And I believe next week I'm going to actually be interviewing the guy that built another plugin to add more of those tags to PowerPress. So it might be kind of fun to talk to him. So,
all right. So folks, make sure you check out the podcast help desk, as well as Mike does deep dives into topics we cover here on the show and other topics as well. And of course, if you want a free 30-day trial of Blueberry Podcasting, all you have to use is the promo code Insider when you go to checkout. Of course, if you want to be part of our family here and have your story heard by our audience, and you want to basically be our show of the week that's on for an interview, you can send Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie an email at blueberry.com, blueberry without the E's, because we couldn't afford the E's. So definitely send us an email and let us know if you have feedback on today's show. You can do that as well. And again, we're excited about the Samsung launch and what's going on there. And we'll have more on that as that the relationship grows and the number of shows that are allowed to apply are ramped up. And hopefully that happens at a very quick pace. I think the demand is going to be pretty high after today. And I think they're going to realize the feeding frenzy that is to ensue people wanting to be on their platform.
Yep.
So I think that's going to wrap us up, Mike. I think we're just about done here. Any last thoughts?
No. Everybody have a good week. And we'll catch you next week on Podcast Insider.
Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.